In Northwest News from KNKX, 16 environmental groups have sent a letter to the Army Corps of Engineers. They say a final environmental impact statement for expansion of an oil refinery north of Bellingham is long overdue and needed now more than ever. 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
BP added a second dock to its refinery at Cherry Point near Ferndale back in 2001. It was originally built without formal environmental analysis, though it doubled the facility's capacity for receiving oil tankers. Environmentalists led by Fred Fellaman, then with Ocean Advocates, sued, and a draft EIS was issued in 2014. Thousands of comments poured in, but the final impact statement has still not been published. Fellaman, now with Friends of the Earth and a Seattle port commissioner, says that document could put some important safeguards in place.
We're simply saying use the dock, but no greater amount than what they were able to use the single terminal for.
That idea is based on a law known as the Magnuson Amendment, which limits crude oil tanker traffic in waters east of Port Angeles because of the risk of spills in the narrow passages around the San Juan Islands.
This restriction is more important than ever since the Obama administration lifted the export ban on crude oil. The Kinder Morgan pipeline just got approved, which is connected to the BP refinery, and they built a crude by rail terminal.
He says right now there's nothing stopping BP from using their docks as an export terminal, but that the final EIS could enforce limits. The Army Corps says the final document's delayed due to consultations about endangered species and cultural resources at Cherry Point, but the district commander of the Corps will meet with the environmental groups on January 4th to discuss their concerns. The groups say if the Corps continues to delay, they may take the matter back to court. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.